CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There's been another hostage rescue in Gaza. The Israeli military says it recovered Kayed Farhan al-Qadi in a first-of-its-kind rescue from a tunnel. Linda Gradstein has more.
Whoever was guarding him was not there for a few moments, and Israeli special forces came in and got him. The representatives of the hostage family say that it's a miracle, but that the only way to release all of the hostages is by a ceasefire deal.
Those ceasefire talks on Gaza are continuing. This just in, Delta Airlines is confirming two workers have been killed and another was injured in an explosion at a maintenance facility near Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta. Millions of Americans are under heat warnings and advisories again today, especially in the Midwest, where high humidity is also a concern for residents and first responders. Sean Solberger is fire chief in Peoria, Illinois.
In these type of extreme weather, we have to trust ourselves, you know, to ask for help.
And here's CBS meteorologist John Elliott.
Heat advisories and warnings for, well, Chicago down into the Ohio Valley. Today, it's going to feel like 109 in Chicago. That's too hot for school. And then just a heads up for tomorrow. Tomorrow in D.C. could see a real feel number of 107. And just west of New York, parts of New Jersey, real feel numbers maybe 105.
The largest Latin American civil rights organization is calling for an investigation of the Texas Attorney General. It claims Ken Paxton's office authorized illegal searches of the homes of its volunteers. He claims he's investigating alleged election fraud and efforts to register non-citizens to vote. Here's correspondent Omar Villafranca.
The leaders of LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, blasted the attorney general and said they did nothing illegal. And LULAC leaders are telling me that they feel that Paxton's goal isn't election integrity, it's voter suppression.
Cities nationwide have stepped up spraying for West Nile virus. In New York, more than a half a dozen people have come down with the virus. Reporter Christina Pham.
Doctors say the majority of people who are infected usually show no symptoms, but in some cases, patients can develop mild to moderate illness, such as fever and body aches, and in rare cases, severe illness can affect the brain.
Consumer Reports out with a list of most reliable used cars, like the 2017 Chevy Cruze and 2020 Buick Envision, the magazine's Alec Isaac.
Brands like Toyota, Lexus, Mazda, they tend to be more conservative when they redesign their cars. So instead of throwing it all away and starting over, they tend to iterate on their products, which lends itself to good reliability.
See, this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We're under an excessive heat warning. Temperatures will be in the 90s with the humidity making it feel like over 100. Thunderstorms are expected later in the day. The latest coming up in the forecast. There's a plea deal for the Racine runaway soldier. U.S. Army Private Travis King crossed into North Korea last year and will plead guilty to 5 of the 14 charges against him, including desertion. His unauthorized entry into North Korea resulted in several weeks of being in custody there. After 5 years of investigation, DNA testing, and a witness coming forward, 41-year-old Kevin Seiler of Kenosha has been arrested for a 2019 homicide. A witness says Seiler told him that he shot and killed Joseph Crystal. And the McHenry County Health Department in Illinois has issued a warning following a rise in suspected overdose deaths. Many municipalities now have harm reduction vending machines stocked with Narcan and fentanyl test strips. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Waves of showers and thunderstorms will be working their way across the area today, some of which have the potential to be strong to severe, bringing damaging high wind gusts, hail, and heavy downpours. And of course, it's still a sauna out there today, with high temperatures still flirting with 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long.
News and time. This is right here at WRJN. 88 degrees right now, Racine, and there's nothing like what the humidity is. I feel like 108 today. Of course, showers and thunderstorms later today and tonight as well.
Why do you fill me up, fill me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
Over at me don't. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
That song is still as sweet now as it was when it came out. The Spinners and Dionne Warwick. Then came you on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. He ran. His news was always at noon, and then the rest of the story was usually around 3 to 5 p.m. for like 57-some years. Can you believe that? Then he passed away, but now the rest of the story is back. And it airs on Don Rosen's morning show every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:25. And then again here at 12:05 on WRJN. So next hour, the rest of the story with Paul Harvey on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matinair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matinair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Rep the Brewers with a special Freddie Peralta soccer jersey giveaway for the first 30,000 fans through the gates at the game on September 7th, courtesy of Quartz. Find your tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. Four Patriots, the trusted preparedness company, is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one. $58 in free food. Go to freefoodone.com. That's freefoodone.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefoodone.com now.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down.
That's the Searchers, Love Potion, number 9 on WRJN, the local news, timeless hits. Booker T and the Memphis Group, otherwise known as Booker T and the MGs, a little southern and Memphis soul right here for you.
Sweet as a punch. sweet as the 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 punch.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Association. Along comes Mary. They also did Cherries as well. Heat advisor, and yeah, you already know that. I mean, it's like, oh, isn't that nice? The DJ told us there's a heat advisory. Really? Because we can't see the steam coming off the sidewalk right about now. But we do have a chance of some, again, a slight chance at the moment. Could be a bigger chance as we move down into the evening and tomorrow with a chance of storms, and then some could be severe. But again, a slight chance of that. And of course, we get that every time we get this kind of weather here in Racine and Kenosha. So I'm going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom like right now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Be careful outside again today. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are in effect for a second straight day. Corey Zystra was helping her daughter move into her dorm at UW-Milwaukee yesterday morning.
I have to go to work after this, but I think that a stop home to wash off a little bit is going to be in order.
Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with the heat index above 105 degrees in parts of Milwaukee yesterday. A northern Wisconsin community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials. The Lac du Flambeau tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau have been in talks for more than a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on the reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders want the town to pay easements that have been neglected for more than a decade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Dangerously hot. That's part of the message from the National Weather Service regarding the excessive heat warning for today. Heat index values could make it feel like 108 degrees. If you need help, like finding a cooling center or any other heat-related matter, you can call 211 to get a listing of those cooling centers near you. There are dozens of locations throughout Racine and Kenosha counties, including at libraries and community centers. You're reminded to drink plenty of fluids and to check up on neighbors or relatives that could be impacted by the heat. The Racine runaway soldier has taken a plea deal. U.S. Army Private Travis King, the Racine soldier who made headlines by crossing into North Korea last year, has agreed to a plea deal with military prosecutors. King will plead guilty to 5 of the 14 charges against him, including desertion. It follows his unauthorized entry into North Korea, where he spent several weeks in custody. And a nearby community is warning about overdoses. In McHenry County, Illinois, the health department has issued a warning to the public after seeing an increase in suspected overdose deaths. Most municipalities have put in what are called harm reduction vending machines filled with Narcan and fentanyl test strips. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Waves of showers and thunderstorms will be working their way across the area today, some of which have the potential to be strong to severe, bringing damaging high wind gusts, hail, and heavy downpours. And of course, it's still a sauna out there today, with high temperatures still flirting with 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Sometimes
me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. Call me if you need a friend. Summertime will be a loving there.
local news, timeless is WRJN. Of course, if you're going to San Francisco, wear flowers in your hair and carry a lot of bug repellent, too.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Baggage going nowhere. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land.
but it's all right. JJ Jackson, but it's all right. Right here on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and almost Huey Lewis in the News about 20 some years later. They did the exact same, followed the exact same beat and everything, but it's all right. And had another hit with the same song. Got the Brewers at American Family Field. September 21st, the Brewers are going to take on Arizona Diamondbacks. And what this means to you, it means you have a chance to enter the WRJM Big Deals Pennant Race Sweepstakes for your chance to win 4 club-level tickets. And all you got to do is go to our website, WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab. While you're there, check out the really great big deals. And then when the pop-up pops up, well, you just follow the simple pop-up instructions. You can enter every day until the sweepstakes ends Friday, September 3rd, or 13th, I'm sorry, Friday, September 13th, and no purchase necessary. WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewers baseball.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
This Labor Day Sunday, be part of a time-honored tradition to support our wounded veterans. Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter proudly presents its 21st annual car show from 8 to 3 at Petrifying Springs Park. Gear up for classic cars, tasty food at the Beer Garden, live music, and thrilling raffles like the 50-50. Also, don't miss the special ceremony at noon that honors severely wounded warriors. Spend this Labor Day Sunday with family, friends, and fellow car enthusiasts. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Petrifying Springs Park.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Town. And everybody, yeah, tries to
to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do. Cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
News and timeless hits, WRJN.
Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on.
I really loved that song growing up until I found out. I thought it was Hang on, Snoopy. And I love Snoopy because I love peanuts. Comics, that is. Hey, coming up on our news, CBS National News, we've got Stuart J. Waddles with local news and Mike Clemens with sports. And that is all. About 7 minutes away right here on WRJN right now. It's those crazy Canadians. Guess who?
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you.
to hold you, hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? If you don't want me, why don't you tell me? Instead of telling lies and making me cry, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? That you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone without a girl of my own. Can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? You care?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Delta Airlines says two of its workers have been killed in an explosion at a maintenance facility near Atlanta's airport. WSB's Michelle Wright reports.
A statement from the Atlanta-based airline says they are, quote, heartbroken over the loss of two team members and the injury of a third following this incident this morning at the Atlanta Technical Operations Maintenance Facility. There is an investigation into this accident, which, according to reports, say a tire on one of the jets in the hangar exploded earlier this morning. There's no word yet on what led up to that incident. Airport officials say this is on Delta's property and airport operations